We've been reporting that letters to foreign nationals have gone out asking them to make an appointment to recertify the facts they used to get their New Mexico driver's license. The governor says if there's enough evidence of fraud, she'll order the recertification of the entire database of 85,000 people. State Representative Lucky Varela of Santa Fe says he's been asking questions about where the money's coming from to set up the process of creating special driver's license offices in Albuquerque and Las Cruces just for that purpose.
Well, our question was where was the funding coming from to be able to set up this contract? And we understand that the contract calls for $260,000 and that it's within the motor vehicle budget. We still don't have specifics on it. We'd like to know specifically what programs are being affected by that. And then the time frame between July 25th and August, the end of August, they expect to call or to notify about 10,000 immigrant licensed individuals. And they have to come into the these offices that have been established by motor vehicle, and it's becoming somewhat of an inconvenience, apparently, to be able to meet the deadline and the requirements. So we're trying to understand why the short time frame, you know, about a month between now and the start of the special session, and what it's expected to accomplish. I understand that those that will not respond will automatically have their licenses canceled. So my indication is that they're trying to preempt, you know, the issuance of these licenses under the old law, and that the governor, through executive fiat, is attempting to identify these individuals. And then if they don't meet the qualifications according to the information that they submit, or if they fail to appear, that those licenses will be revoked. My indication is that we'd rather wait until the special session. If it's going to become an issue again, I understand the governor's going to propose that we repeal the driver's licenses. We'll be back in the same dilemma that we were the last session with our legislation that did not pass the House. It was a Senate version that provided for a notification period and a renewal period in 2 years. So this is an attempt, in my impression, is to try to preempt legislation that we were trying to pass during the legislative session.
Well, it does seem that there could be any number of reasons someone may not get a letter sent today requiring them to be in Albuquerque next month or even this month.
Well, that's our concern, is that these people are, it's a pretty mobile society. You know, they move from place to place, and the addresses they may have now, they may not be able to get these notifications in time. And that's the concern that we have, that licenses will be canceled. These individuals will be driving without a license and without insurance. And the question, I guess, is now how can the governor repeal laws that were issued under the current law, and to what extent will that stand any kind of legal muster that might be expressed by those individuals?
And as for the money, it's hard to imagine any department in state government these days having an extra $250,000.
Well, that's why we're asking for the funding coming from. You know, there has to be taken from other programs within the motor vehicle department, or even the taxation and revenue department, since motor vehicle is a division of that. But the contracts were executed, and now our question is, how did they find the funding for it? And this particular contractor, ATA Services Incorporated, what kind of people are they employing? How many? And do they expect to accomplish this by the time we get to the special session? So these are the questions that we're raising now and trying to get some answers, some clarification from the Department of Taxation and Revenue.
When do you think you'll get those answers?
Well, I wish we'd get them as soon as possible, because